right, here it is. No fooling. It's Friday, and no fooling, that means it's Steve Doolin here with us, professor, attorney, and on the board of directors of the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. That's going to be key today. Doolin, how are you?
Not bad. How you doing, Gruber?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Doing well. Obviously, a lot of discussion now about gun control and red flag laws and so forth. And I want to spend a little bit of time with red flag laws, if we may. The reason being is, I've got an article here that says the red flag laws violate the 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution, according to the Liberty Den. Your thoughts? I mean, obviously, it says you can't have your property and weapons seized without due process. The 4th Amendment, you can't have unreasonable search and seizure. The 5th Amendment, self-incrimination. In the 6th Amendment, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial accused, and so they're going to come confiscate something and though you've committed no crime, and so on and so forth. So where do you want to begin? What are your thoughts?
Well, I want to begin with the internal logic, since you gave me the choice. I appreciate it. The internal logic of red flag laws doesn't even work. Put aside all the constitutional violations for a moment. A red flag law says, if I think Gruber's acting squirrely, and I call in and say, you know what, I'm scared. Gruber's got guns. Go get them. Now, that means that you're not dangerous enough to fit into the already existing mechanisms, like a PPO or an involuntary commitment to a mental hospital. And certainly there's no evidence of a crime or that there'd be a separate prosecution. So what we're saying is you're kind of scary, but you're not scary enough to fit into the mechanisms that are already in place for generations. So now the police have to come and get your guns after some secret proceeding.
Which we call ex parte because you're not party to it. It could be your ex-wife, in fact, the way it's written in Michigan.
Your exactly ex-spouse. Right. Now, I get along with mine, but some people don't.
I get along with yours. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's funny.
So the police, when they, for their safety, the way they tend to handle these sort of things is a pre-dawn SWAT raid, which is dangerous for everyone, right? Because they come, they dress up in their fancy outfits, and they come and kick in your door early in the morning. And we've already had at least one death attributed to this in one of the M states, Maryland or Massachusetts.
It was Maryland. Let me ask you this. I mean, we would like to find a way, obviously, so that these soulless monsters like the one in Dayton and the one in El Paso don't have the opportunity to do this. So I guess my question then becomes, you know, in Florida, they have the Baker Act that's been around for like 30 years, right? And it's real easy. You call somebody and they've got a mental health issue, and they don't arrest you. They just kind of take possession of you, evaluate you for a period of time. And from there, you could decide whether or not somebody is a danger to themselves or other. Is there a way in your mind that a red flag law could be qualified so it's not as broad? Because when it's broad like that, I think you're right. Oh, Gruber's crazy. Can't have that.
Yeah, well, let's say you are crazy, and we successfully, without anybody getting shot, we come and take away your guns. Now you just took a person that you're alleging is crazy, and crazy in a really bad way, right? Because there's a difference between mental health and danger to oneself or others, right? So let's say you actually are a person who may be dangerous to yourself or others. Now we're going to come take all your guns, if the ones we can find, right? Maybe not all of them, but we're going to come and take the ones we can find. Now we've just trashed your house, probably shot your dog. You're very upset. And no one provides you any treatment, and we leave you at large in a world full of weapons.
That
doesn't
I get
make
it.
Any sense.
No,
it just doesn't pass basic logic.
So, so what the American public in general is demanding is a solution for these mass shootings. I don't know what the solution is. I don't want to wake up again and see, you know, my phone alerts going off because of a mass shooting anywhere. I'm sick of seeing that. It bothers me. But I also know that less than 400 people a year in this country are killed with all rifles. Handguns are the killer. You know, I'm not an advocate for banning handguns. You know, I have a CPL. My wife has a CPL. A lot of people I know have CPLs. I believe it's a better world if I can defend myself, my property, my family, and my dog.
Agreed.
So, I mean, there's got to be something somewhere where we can have a conversation where we can move the needle and make the world a safer place. But for the life of me, Doolin, I don't know what that is.
Well, you're fighting a plethora of causes, right? So if you want to start talking about root causes, you have to talk about fatherless households. You have to talk about SSRI drugs. You have to talk about the ability for these people who appear to be lone wolves to actually congregate with other like-minded dangerous individuals on the internet. There are a number of things going on here in most of these cases. And by the way, I don't paint with a broad brush. We know that SSRI drugs do help millions of people, but there seems to be some kind of correlation worth looking into with regard to these mass shooters. So we come back to the ultimate only answer is the way to stop someone who's shooting people is to shoot back. So we start by getting rid of the mass murderer empowerment zones, in my opinion.
Right, but, you know, that's not popular, politically speaking. So you have red flag laws are coming. I don't know if they stand up to, you know, judicial muster and review. I don't know, but they are coming. 17 states have them now. I don't believe they've been struck down anywhere. My concern is they're too broad-based, and it's a drip, 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 incremental destruction of your Second Amendment rights. I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's not just your Second Amendment. As you correctly reported, it's a matter of virtually all of your constitutional rights, including free speech, because the folks who have unpopular opinions are going to be subject to this legalized swatting, and it's going to get worse.
You got it. Steve Doolin, you're a brilliant man, and I appreciate you coming here and sharing that brilliance. Enjoy the weekend with that wonderful family.
And you're very wise. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve Doolin, everybody. Quick break, then the MERS report for this week on the Steve Doolin Show. We'll be right back.